Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 13, 16 to 30. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 13, the verses 16 to 30. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them. I am not saying these things to all of you. I know the ones I have chosen. But this fulfills the scripture that says, "The one who eats my food has turned against me." I tell you this beforehand, so that when it happens, you will believe that I am the Messiah. I tell you the truth. Anyone who welcomes my messenger is welcoming me, and anyone who welcomes me is welcoming the Father who sent me. Now Jesus was deeply troubled, and he exclaimed, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at each other, wondering whom he could mean. The disciple Jesus loved was sitting next to Jesus at the table. Simon Peter motioned to him to ask, "Who is he talking about?" So that disciple leaned over to Jesus and asked, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus responded, "It is the one to whom I give the bread I dip in the bowl." And when he had dipped it, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. When Judas had eaten the bread, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus told him, "Hurry and do what you are going to do." None of the others at the table knew what Jesus meant. Since Judas was their treasurer, some thought Jesus was telling him to go and pay for the food or to give some money to the poor. So Judas left at once, going out into the night. I want to reflect with you on the theme, the complexity of trust and betrayal in human relationships. The complexity of trust and betrayal in human relationships. John 13, 16 to 30 weaves together themes of trust, leadership, and the complexities of human relationships, framed within the touching context of betrayal by those closest to us. The text begins by establishing a foundation of humility and service, highlighting that true leadership is characterized not by superiority, but by serving others and setting an example, a principle embodied by Jesus Christ himself. It then moves on to acknowledging the painful reality that even those in positions of leadership and moral integrity like Jesus are not immune to betrayal. The heart-rending prediction of Jesus' betrayal by one of his own disciples, a person with whom he shared not just his mission, but his daily bread, serves as a stark reminder of the depth of trust we place in our closest relationships and the sense of betrayal we feel when that trust is broken. This betrayal foretold by Jesus fulfills scripture and underscores his divine foresight, teaching us that while understanding and anticipation might not spare us the pain of betrayal, they empower us to go through the experience with grace. My dear friends, the confusion and disillusionment among the disciples manifested in the haunting question, "Lord, who is it?" actually mirror our own experiences of betrayal that challenge the foundations of trust and compel us to face the disheartening reality that not everyone close to us has our best interests at heart. This moment of betrayal is further complicated by the interplay of free will and external influences, as seen when Judas takes the bread, marking a cautionary tale about the forces that can steer our decisions, often leading us down paths of regret. One of the lessons I learned from this passage is that it sheds light on the ease with which intentions can be misconstrued, particularly in moments fraught with tension and uncertainty. This reflects the misunderstandings that often arise in our relationships, exacerbating feelings of betrayal and of mistrust. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we maintain a posture of humility and service in leadership, especially when faced with the potential for betrayal? Number two, in what ways can we cultivate a spirit of forgiveness and understanding, even towards those who betray our trust? Heavenly Father, guide us through the complexities of our relationships with grace and wisdom. Help us to embody humility and servitude in our leadership, to navigate betrayal with resilience, and to extend forgiveness even in the face of deep hurt. May we learn from the example of Jesus, finding strength in faith and the courage to trust again. Grant us discernment in our relationships, compassion for those who falter, and the grace to overcome disappointments with a heart anchored in your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.